Well, for 10 months, we've had to adapt. I think the in word at the moment is pivot. As a result of having to deal with a medical emergency, the likes of which none of us have ever had to face before. And let's touch wood that we never have to face it again. But yesterday, the Queensland Premier had a thought bubble. Terrified of having to deal with the UK strain of the virus, which we're told is 70% more contagious, Anastasia Palaszczuk was getting a tad nervous. Had this new strain broken from hotel quarantine and created a wide outbreak in the suburbs of Brisbane? Now, despite having no evidence of the virus escaping into the community, apart from the six cases in a hotel, Palaszczuk ordered her government to pull together a list of suitable rural sites where people could be banished to the boondocks. Her idea? Get those people out of here and into the dusty, isolated, temporary huts of Queensland's mining camps. She even tried to sell these remote locations as fairly classy. Some even had balconies, she said. And she was pretty smitten about her own idea.
We are going to look at all options. And one of those options is to look at some of the mining camps that we have in Queensland. But I think with this new strain, we have to put all options on the table. And these are sensible, rational options. The Howard Springs works very well in the Northern Territory. And there's no reason why we couldn't do something similar here in Queensland, or if not, around the country.
Not the same. Not the same. I immediately thought of a complete logistical nightmare. Long, long trips from the city into the arid regions of outback Queensland. That in itself sounds like a COVID disaster. And what about the thousands of medical, logistic, security and cleaning staff required to keep our hotel safe at the moment? I guess we fly them out to these areas too, do we? But what about a real medical emergency? Isn't it far safer to keep very sick people close to our world-class urban hospitals? I would have thought so. That's just for starters. And it didn't take too long before the other two main states gave it short shrift, first New South Wales and then Victoria.
It would not be logical for us to, on the basis of less than, I think it's three incidences now over the last year, it would not be logical for us to move that arrangement out of Sydney. And nor would it be fair or practical.
I've had a conversation, we have had a conversation with the Commonwealth Government about a number of defence facilities, and the answer was no, that they were not deemed to be suitable. If Anastasia can find another facility that she can make work, then that's fine. I don't have any plans to change the locations that we are using now, but we're always happy to talk.
I can hear the reply from the Prime Minister inside National Cabinet in 2 weeks already. Thanks for your input, Anastasia, but it's impossible. It would expose thousands more travellers and health workers to a strain of the virus we've already contained. Now, we've got cuts to the weekly intake of international arrivals in place and rules to ensure all returning Australians provide evidence that they've had a recent negative COVID test result. Both of those measures are almost entirely in place across the country. That will greatly reduce the risk of the virus leaking from hotel quarantine as well. So someone needs to get into the Queensland Premier's ear and tell her there's an old adage about something that seems to work pretty reliably already. If it ain't broke, don't fix it.